Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, see if this person is available.
Esther, Family First Home Care.
Thanks. Please stay on the line.
Hello?
Hi, Desiree. My name is Esther. I'm calling from Family First Home Care.
Yes.
Hi. I was just calling to do a retention check. I know that you went with your patient to another agency. I'm not calling to request to have you come back. I understand that you had made a decision to move on to another agency. I was just calling to see if you can provide some information on your experience with Family First so that we can take this information and see how we can change and make it better for our other clients. Do you mind to share any reasons why, if you had any difficulties with us or anything that you would like to let me know?
It was just you guys have had like a bad turnover rate. Like I had a lot of different bosses just for one specific client, and not only that, but you know there was lack of communication. Sometimes I had to they would forget to put in hours after I filled out a paper for not clocking in that morning, but clocking in, the timesheet, it would get overlooked, and I would have to wait till the following pay to get paid for that day.
Got it. So issues with your payroll, right?
Yes. And also, unfortunately, $13.75 an hour wasn't enough for me to stay.
I understand. If you have an opportunity to return to Family First and we can make things right, is there anything you want to let me know that would work on your end, say like the pay rate or something?
I mean, it would have to be that, and the communication would have to be a little bit better, but my client did, switch to this company, and, when it comes to, the way she is, it's hard for her to, go in between companies. Yeah.
I understand.
And, I just had her supervising coordinator up her hours and all that other stuff. So, I mean, if something happens to her, I end up losing the job, due to, whatever reason she would want.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can always make the call back, but at this point in time, I'm good where I'm at.
Okay. And may I ask what pay rate you're at right now?
I'm at $15 an hour.
Amazing. Good for you. Okay. And do you know if your patient was having any of these issues, or was it main on your end?
It was mainly on my end. I mean, she didn't really have any contact with the agency. They didn't really reach out to her. I mean, this new company that I have, every 3 months checks. They do converse with her more often than your company did, but I don't think she really had majorly a problem. It's just like, I wanted to stay with her, and in order to stay with her due to the fact of my bills, I needed, a higher pay rate as well as something a little more reliable when it comes to communication.
Completely understand that. All right, and at any point have you mentioned to your coordinator that you would like to get an increase in pay?
My coordinator or her coordinator?
It would be the same,
Well, no, not necessarily. I mean, I talked to Precious about it, and, me and her have been together for almost a year, maybe a year in the end of February.
Mm-hmm.
And she, she has a lot of problems keeping an aide her very long, and I'm her longest running aide, and she didn't want to lose me. She wanted to keep me, so she made the effort, as well as I made the effort, to turn into a different company so that we could stay.
Completely understand that. Okay. Thank you for giving me this information, and I'm glad that you're happy now and you're doing well with the other company. If anything changes, feel free to give us a call, okay? And I did document the account here so that we know that if you do call us, then we know what to offer you, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.